Alex Pavlovich joins us Sunday morning. He follows the professor. Of course, Alex with CSN Bay Area. Always great to have you on the show. And good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Marty.
And how are you? How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Very good. Did you hear the professor at all this morning?
No, I was. That was a little too early for me today.
See, I know. I can hear it in your voice already. All right, we got to get. Are you on your way to the park at least?
I'll be there. This is the 10th game of a homestand, so I think you're allowed to be there a little late.
All right. All right. I'm glad to have you on, though. We always like to have you follow Ron when we do the Sunday morning shows from the bunker here. Your take on Bumgarner last night, and I think you talked about the 10-strikeout game and his reaction to it, because he only went 5 innings, but the team was still in the game. What did he have to say last night?
Yeah, you know, the stat that matters most to him is not strikeouts or wins or ERA or anything. It's innings pitched. So I think he was probably a little annoyed with himself that he put himself in a position after 4 innings where he really could only go one more. And that to him was an issue. But, it wasn't ultimately a bad night. I think they got to him 1 inning. But I think big picture, you're looking at a guy who a year after throwing 270 innings is regularly throwing 95 miles per hour, still has that cutter, still has that change, or a curveball, I should say. So, it was a bit of a down night for him, but overall, I think the Giants have to be very happy with the way he's throwing.
This has been a good homestand, even though it's kind of sort of come to a halt here 3 of the last 4 games. How do you assess the team now? It's 15-16, 31 down, 131 to go. You've had a good look at them. We've seen them in spring training. What are your thoughts now as we get ready to go on the road here to Houston and Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think what we figured out is that they're going to go, I think we might have talked about this last week, they're going to go exactly as far as this pitching staff takes them, and specifically the starting pitchers. The lineup, it is what it is. There are going to be nights where they string those hits together and they get 5 runs. There are going to be nights like last night where they don't, and they get 1 or 2. I think the bullpen's been really good, and especially the guys at the back end have done a nice job, and they've been used quite a bit. But you look at this homestand, and they're either getting shutouts or they're losing. So I think it really comes down to that pitching staff. If you get the guys to 4 shutouts in 6 games, you're going to be in great shape. If you get the 2 guys who gave up, 33 hits and 16 runs the next 2 games, it's going to be rough. So I think they don't quite know what they have, but every single day, like today, you don't really know what you're going to get out of Ryan Vogelsong, but you show up, and every single day it seems like it's something different.
Yeah, you just want to stay close, and it's like a horse race. You just want to stay close for a while and just see the opposition, where it's going, and then you make judgments when you get closer to the end of June. But you just want to make sure you stay in it up until that point. That's the way I see it. I said it when the season started, ask me in 90 days, I'll tell you. Now maybe 60 days. I may have to shorten it a little bit. What's the story with Hunter Pence? He was up at Sacramento last night. I know he's off today. Have you had reports on how he looks up there?
Just that it's healthy and feeling okay, which is really the best thing. I don't think you worry about the 0-for-3s or whatever might be going on. I don't think you worry about that for at least a week. So I think the main thing is he's healthy, and the main thing is he came out of that first game looking just fine. I haven't seen him personally, but I think people who have seen him up there have said he looks like, the Hunter Pence of old, especially in terms of the kind of effort he's giving and what he's doing physically. So I think you just be pretty happy about that and hope that he kind of keeps progressing. And I do think the next homestand, the Dodgers come in and they have a day off on Monday. They're on the road for a week. So I do think this is all probably aiming at Hunter being back right around that time.
The trading deadline is July 31st, but as teams figure out what they need, maybe it comes up earlier. Just a Cole Hamels comes to mind, not that the Giants are going after him. But, Peavy is down in Arizona. He's not really rehabbing. He's just down there getting treatment. Kane is having catch with the bullpen catcher at 120 feet. You think the Giants are in the market to make a deal when this thing happens, assuming Kane and Peavy do not return to the form that you'd like to see? You think they're out there to maybe bring in a pitcher?
Oh, absolutely. I think those rumors of them out there looking at a third baseman in New York, I think it's more likely they're looking at pitchers. And really not just Henry Ford made a great point in his blog this week about kind of the guys New York might have available because of who they have coming up from AAA. But I think one thing we learned when Brian Sabian got bumped up to a new job was he also wants to be more proactive about the future. So, there's other guys out there who they're going to be looking at right now, not just for maybe this trade deadline, but guys that maybe you want to bring in and do that old thing where you get them used to San Francisco and let them fall in love with being here, and then maybe sign them in October or November. So I think there's a lot in play right now, and it really does depend on kind of the health of the guys you mentioned. It also depends on what other teams are out there. I mean, you talk about some of these big names, and you're going to have a lot of teams. Boston right now really needs pitching. Los Angeles needs pitching. I mean, you're going to have teams with really stacked farm systems and quite a bit of money going head-to-head with the Giants and others for these pitching prospects and pitching stars. So I think you're looking at a lot of teams out there and probably a bit of a strange market. And if you're a seller, that means you're going to wait until the end of July and try to get as much as you can. So I do think it's people want a deal to happen in May or early June. That's pretty unrealistic. But I think more in July and more towards the end of the month, there's going to be so much out there that if they're still in it, like you said, it's a horse race. If they're right there and they figure that they need one or two starters, I think they can go out and get it.
Yeah, the Mets are picking Noah Syndergaard as one of their highly touted prospects. Mattis is another one in Las Vegas. But Syndergaard is coming up to pitch Tuesday, which, again, you know, creates a little bit more of a logjam with the Mets. Mets seem to be the kind of trading partner who could be out there because they want to stay in this thing, and they probably need offense more than anything. But all right, but here we are in May, and the Giants are sticking in there. Last thought for you, and I know you're on your way to the park, the Casey McGee issue, you know, it's one step forward, two back, two forward, three back. Duffy comes up in the ninth inning and smacks a ball, and McGee continues to have troubles at the plate. You think there's going to be more of a back and forth with Duffy and McGee as we go on this road trip?
Yeah, I think there has to be. I mean, the one thing I'll give Casey a lot of credit for having perspective, because twice this week on the home stand, he's kind of had, you know, not breakthrough games because it's just one game, but I think he's had nights where he looks much better. And when we talk to him afterwards, he says, it's a confidence boost, but both times he reminded us, you know, this is one game. I have to go out and do it tomorrow, and he hasn't been able to do it 2 days in a row. So I do think they're going to keep running him out there because the guy they saw last Saturday, the guy they saw two nights ago driving in those runs, getting that grand slam, that's the guy they want. That's the guy they think is still there, and I think they think if he relaxes a little bit more and finds his approach, they're best off with that guy out there and Matt Duffy kind of filling in everywhere. So I think they're still going to try to get him going, but it does, you know, it is a situation where if you're scoring one run or two runs and you have this kid off the bench who we saw last night, I mean, Duffy comes out there and he is aggressive, he's fast, he puts pressure on you and really just makes things happen. The more this goes on and the more Casey kind of struggles to find consistency and Matt goes out there and contributes every chance he gets, I think it's going to be more of a timeshare.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Alex, have a good ride over to the park. We'll see you. And Houston and Cincinnati for you, so you prepared for that?
I'm not going. I'll be in studio for the first time.
Ah, so okay. I didn't know that.
I'll be prepared for that.
So we get to see you this week. Very good. Oh, very good. No wonder you're so relaxed today. I figured you'd have your bag packed and be excited. All right, now you're...
No, this is a big day for me.
There's always a reason for everything. All right, well, enjoy getting ready today, coming to the park, and I know you'll enjoy your week, too, working with Pop. All right, thanks, Alex. Thank you. All right, that is Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. There's always a reason for everything. So he's in studio all week, and Greg gets to talk with Alex. That'll be a lot of fun.